Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Friends of the Dusk, Merrily Watkins, Book 14, written by Phil Rickman and read by Emma Powell.
Was it really a good thing visiting the old woman ahead of a much foreboded late October storm? Was it, in fact, a good thing to be visiting her at all? The room at the Glades, a Victorian greystone home for the elderly, had expanded into a whole suite after the deaths, eerily timely, of Anthea White's immediate neighbours on the second landing. Two new doorways had been made in the partition walls. Miss White had paid for all this from a recent bequest. She could have bought herself a nice period cottage down in Hay, but she claimed the Glades suited her lifestyle. The new living room had floor-to-ceiling bookcases and a view of the bell tower of Hardwick Church. Miss White was curled into her wide, multi-cushioned swivel chair, a black widow spider biding its time. Were people who'd recently had hip surgery supposed to sit like that? "Oh, now, you'll never believe this, Watkins," the old girl leaning forward. "Cardillo's woman was apparently refusing to dust the books." "Actually," Merrily said from the piano stool. "No piano, just the stool. I think I would believe it, especially if you were sitting there watching her. Even with her back turned, the malevolence would be palpable." Miss White smiled modestly. Mrs. Cardillo, proprietor of the Glades, had brought them tea and cakes herself, asking Merrily if she'd mind bringing back the tray when she came down. "Save my legs," Mrs. Cardillo had said wearily, "and possibly a little of my sanity."
"Cardillo's daughter was married the other weekend, did I tell you?" Miss White said in her tiny, kitteny voice. "Some awful junior canon at the cathedral."
"Really? What's his name?"
"Didn't ask. Couldn't be asked. But I expect you'll know him by his receding chin. All change, I hear, at the dicky heart of the Hereford diocese."
"Just a new bishop."
"Is he charismatic, like the delicious Hunter?"
"I hope not, with all my heart. I haven't met him yet. Next week, apparently." Merrily became aware of an oak side table to the left of Miss White's chair. A white mat on top holding something covered with a black velvet cloth, like a very small catafalque. Miss White peered at Merrily, eyes darker than the caked mascara.